The deserts of the earth are expanding. The growth of desert areas, or desertification as it is called, is a major environmental problem. Not only are the already existing desert areas, such as the Sahara, spreading, but logging is destroying the world's great forests and turning the land there into deserts as well. There are a number of causes contributing to desertification. First, there are natural climatic causes. Near the equator, the hottest part of the earth, there are many wet and rainy areas. But when the hot air from these equatorial areas moves north or south, it is drier. This dry air cools down and drops to the earth's surface between 15 and 30 degrees north and south. Then it heats up and rises, taking the moisture in the earth with it. This results in areas of extreme dryness. Other geographical and climatic factors, such as mountain ranges and prevailing winds, also affect the formation of deserts. These natural causes of desertification lead to a second, human-driven cause. Finding it hard to grow enough food on the dry land, people cut down more and more forests to get more farmland as well as wood for fuel. Temporarily, they can feed themselves by using the new land, but it quickly becomes poor farmland. With the trees gone, the land has less ability to hold water. Animals are a third cause of the spread of deserts. Every continent has areas of wide grasslands. These are places that are too dry to support forests or intensive farming, but grass can grow there. The prairies of North America, the outback of Australia, the steppes of Asia, and the veldt of Africa, as well as many other smaller grassy areas, are used for raising animals. In this way, land that is too dry for efficient farming can still produce food. However, when the number of animals is too high, the grass is eaten down to the roots and the grass dies. Like the trees of the forest, the grass, with its net-like system of roots, protects the land from erosion by water and wind, and enables the earth to hold moisture. When the root system is destroyed, the grassy plains become deserts. Some progress has been made in stopping the spread of deserts by planting trees and grasses that can survive in dry areas, and by educating animal herders in dry areas about the danger of having too many animals. Increasing the size of their herds may give them a short-term advantage, but in the long term will make it more difficult to survive. Added to the problems caused by poor farmers and herders trying to survive in desert or near-desert areas, however, is deforestation. So many trees are cut down that the great forests of the world are being turned into areas that resemble the deserts caused by natural climatic conditions. This process is happening in over 100 countries throughout the world. Madagascar, once covered with forest, now has vast areas of barren desert. This disaster is partly caused by a need for new farmland to feed poor populations, but it is also greatly the responsibility of the rich industrial countries that are logging the tropical forests to supply their needs for wood and paper.